This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechina, zvita 25, 2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi uye tinoshuvira kuti zororo renyu rekisimusi riri kufamba zvakanaka. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti ezvino izviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Pasi rose rinocherechedza zuva rekisimusi Pope Francis vachishora mhirizhonga iri kukonzerwa nechikwata cheIslamic State muSyria nemuIraq.
Mapurisa okurudzira vatyairi kuti vafambe kunze kwakachena sezvo tsaona zhinji dzave kuitika usiku.
Kunetsana mubato rezanu PF kuenderera mberi, demo rakasimudzirwa vose vanoonekwa sekunge vaitsigira vaimbovemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Vanhu pasi rose vari kucherechedza zuva rekisimusi nhasi rinova zuva rinoremekedzwa nevechitendero chechikristu apo vanenge vachirangarira kuberekwa kwaJesu. Vachitaura kuzviuru nezviuru zvevanhu vaungana nhasi muSt Peter's Square, Pope Francis vashora zvikuru kupondwa kwevanhu nechikwata cheIslamic State icho chatora nzvimbo dzakawanda muSyria. Pope Francis vati vanokumbira muponesi wedu kuti achengetedze vakoma nehanzvadzi dzedu muSyria nemuIraq avo vakatarisana nedambudziko riri kukonzerwa nekurwisana mudunhu iri. Pope vataurawo nezvemhirizhonga dziri kuitika pasi rose munzvimbo dzakaita seUkraine, Nigeria, Central African Republic, vakashorawo kurwiswa kwakaitwa vadzidzi muPakistan nechikwata cheTaliban. Vakumbirawo nyadenga kuti vabatsire vanhu vakawirwa nedambudziko rechirwere cheEbola munyika dzakaita seLiberia, Sierra Leone neGuinea.
Mutauriri wemapurisa Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati varikurudzira vatyairi kuti vafambe kwakachena nekuti usiku kwave kuitika njodzi dzakawandisa mumigwagwa pazororo rino rekisimusi, izvo zvapa kuti vanhu makumi matanhatu nevana vashaye. Mapurisa anoti vatyairi pachezvavo ndivo vari kukonzerawo njodzi nekusateedzera mitemo yemigwagwa. Dunhu remasvingo ndiro rine vanhu vakawanda vashaya kusvika pari zvino, vari kusvika gumi nevashanu kuchitevera Matabeleland South ine gumi, kwouya Harare neMashonaland East dzine vanhu vasere vashaya. Mashonaland Central ine munhu mumwe chete ashaya kusvika pari zvino. Vanhu vafa pazoro rekisimusi gore rino vakawandisa kudarika gore rapera apo pakafa vanhu makumi mashanu nevatanhatu kusvika panguva ino. Vanhu mazana mana nemakumi mana nevatatu vashaya zvichienzaniswa vakakuwara, tinodzokora zvakare. Vanhu mazana mana nemakumi mana nevatatu vakakuwara zvichienzaniswa nevanhu mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevana avo vakakuvara gore rapera panguva imwe chete. Mukuziya nyaya iyi tabata Chief Superintendent Nyati kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika nekurudziro dzavari kupa.
Toda kuti vanhu vafambe zvakanaka, Blessing, ngavarege kumhanya. Vatyairi vedzimotokari dzingave dzinotakura veruzhinji kana kuti dzatinotidzo dzinotakura mhuri, maprivate cars, ngavateedzere mutemo mumugwagwa. Vasamhanye, varemekedze vanhu vavanotakura, vateedzere mitemo yese yemumugwagwa. Chimwe chinotinetsa patsaona itsaona dzinokonzerwa nevanhu vanenge vasinga tehanya wanoita undini undini wanofunga kuti mugwagwa ndewawo wega saka tinoti munhu wese ngaakoshese upenyu panguva ino yezororo semapurisa tichange takaisa mapurisa kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika tichiona kuti vanhu vanofamba sei hatingomiri zvetrafiki chete tichatarisawo kupara kwedzimwewo mhosva kunogara vanhu kumakambani kumafarming area saka tiri kuti umwe noumwe ngaaite paki stoita pedu vanhu vove nezoro rakanaka tochengetedza runyararo
vamwe vanombotiwo mugwagwa munomboitwa zvechioko muhomwe ko vanhu kana vachinyunyuta kana kuti vaine zvichemo vanoita sei
Blessing togara tichitaura makore nemakore Zimbabwe Republic Police haidi zvechioko muhomwe kuna vanopa nevanopiwa tinosunga vese angave wacho ari kupa iyewe motikari naiye mupurisa anotora vese tinosunga mupurisa anobva aperwa nebasa tomuendesa futi kumatare dzimhosva kuti aenda anotongwa tine nhamba dzedu dzepacomplaints desk 703631 STD04 patokwanisa kutambira zvichemo zvese zvinoitika kune vanhu vaidzi motikari vanopara mhosva kana zvese zvinoitika munyika kuti mapurisa vakwanise kutora matanho akafanira
mutauriri wemapurisa chief superintendent Paul Nyati vachitaura vari parunare muHarare
Mumwe murume ane makore makumi matatu nemaviri ekuberekwa anonzi Mavela Skandemiri amiswa pamberi pedare ramagistrate nhasi achipomerwa mhosva yekubvisa mumwe mudzimai ane makore makumi maviri nemasere ekuberekwa mbatya kuna 4th Street chinova chinhu chakashorwa zvikuru nevanhu vakawanda munyika. Vanhu vakawanda vakashora zvikuru vana hwindi vakaburiswa pavhidhiyo vachikurura musikana uyu hembe vachiita ainge asina kupfeka zvakanaka. Mutauriri wemapurisa Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati vainge vaudza Studio 7 kuti vainge vaongorora vhidhiyo iyi vakakwanisa kuona vamwe vaiita unhubu uhu. Vakakurudzira mudzimai uyu kuti aende kuzomhanyara kumapurisa. Zvinonzi mudzimai uyu akazokwanisa kuita izvi nechitatu.
Ndiri Kantila Ben Manyenyeni meya weHarare. Tasvika panguva yegore iyaya yatinopemberera kuzvarwa kwaJesu. Tinoti kuvagari vese vemuguta nevateereri vese vove nekrisimasi yakanaka. Tokushuviraiwo gore rinoteera gore ra2015 rive rakanaka rive rinopundutso. Zvanga zvakaoma gore rino kunyanya kune vakushungudza neurwere. Tinovashuvira nekuvanamatira kuti vave wadi. Tosangana zvakare gore rinouya tiri vapenyu tiri vatano. Tatenda. The seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub, then he massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty.
Panguva iyo veruzhinji vaitarisira kugadzikana mubato rezanupf mushure mekongresi yakaitwa mwedzi uno zviri kuitika mubato iri zvinoratidza kuti zvinhu zvichatoramba zvichienderera mberi zvichishata zvichitevera mashoko ekuti mamwe matunhu ari kuda kuti dzimwe nhengo dzeparamende dzidzingwe mubato iri. Mashoko ari kubuda anoratidza kuti dunhu remashonaland central riri kuda kuti nhengo dzeparamende gumi neshanu dzibviswe pazvigaro dzichipomerwa mhosva yekukonzera kusawirirana mubato iri. Dunhu remanicaland rinonziwo riri kuda kuti vaive munyori wezvekurongwa kwemabasa mubato iri vadidmas mutasa nevamwe vabviswe pazvigaro vachipomerwa mhosva imwe cheteyo.
Kumashonaland East zvinonziwo vamwe vari kukurudzirawo kuti nhengo dzeparamende dziri kupomerwa mhosva yekudyidzana nevaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru dzimiswewo basa. Mamwe mashoko anoti kucheneswa kunonzi kuri kuitwa bato iri kuchasvikawo kuvakuru vemapurisa uko kunonzi kune vamwe kusanganisira mukuru wavo vaAugustin Chiuri nemukuru wemajeri vaparadzai Zimondi vari kunzi vangangobviswa. Izvi zvose zvave kuitika muZANU-PF zvinoitika kunyange hazvo vave munyori anoona nezvegwara remusangano vaSevia Kasukuere vakabuda mazuva apfuura vachikurudzira nhengo dzebato iri kuti dzimire kumisa namabasa asi kuti dzichishanda pamwe chete. Nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vaCharles Mangongera vanoti zviri kuitika muZANU-PF zvinoratidza kuti urongwa hwevakabvisa amai Mujuru pachigaro hausati wazadziswa.
Hazvinyanyoshamisa nekuti hondo yekuti vange vachibvisa vanhu vanofungidzirwa kunzi vari kudivire kwamai Mujuru handifunge kuti yati yapera. Tinoziziva kuti vakatanga nekurova pahombe pacho. kana kuti pavanofungidzira kuti ndopadzangara dzimu chaipo chaipo panofanira kunge pachibva masimba nekudzinga kwavakaita vana mai Mujuru nevamwe vakaita sana Mutasa. Bati hazvisati zvanyatsopera kana mukatarisa kuramba kuri kuitwa kuchidzingwa macabinet minister kunongotiratidza kuti hondo iyi haisati yanyatsopera. Saka sokutaura kwamuri kuita tiri kunzwa kunzi inokwanisa kudzikawo futi kumamember of parliament kana kuti vanomiririra matunhu mudare reparamende. Izvi zvaakureva kuti hondo iyi yaakudzikiswa manje kuti inyatsomeka shuwa kuti munhu wese ari kungofungidzirwa kunzi ari kudivi iroro anenge achibviswa. Plus chimwe chatiri kuona ndechekuti ZANU-PF mukufunga kwayo inotoona kuti kana dai ikaenda kusarudzo kana vachinge vakonzera mabyelection kuti aitike zvovanotozviona vachihwina because vari kutarisawo kakuti vanopikisa vacho vakamira sei obva vaona kuti MDC yakatsemuka nepakati kureva kuti kana tikafyudha macandidates edu ende tikadzokorora zvatakaita pana 2013 zviya zviya zvokuti tinomeka shuwa kuti voter register ndisi takaribata. Saka vari kuona kuti vanotohwina, hapana chavari kutya ipapano.
Asi tinoona kuti ave munyori wezvekurongwa kwemusangano mutsva vasevhi yakasukuere vakakurudzira kuti nyaya dzekudzurana mubato idzi dzinge dzichimiswa kuitira kuti bato rishandire kuenda mberi.
Izvi zvinototiratidza kuti iyoyi kembi iyo yatanga tichifungidzira kuti ikembi imwe chete yava Munangagwa kana kuti inotungamirirwa nava Munangagwa. Taakutoona kuti aiwa hondo yanga iripo apa ndeyekumisa mai Mujuru asi pakati pevanhu ivavava pane kusawiriranawo futi kana kuti hapana consensus yekuti mutungamiriri wedu ndiani. Vamwe vacho vanofungidzira kuti vamunangagwa ndo vanofanira kutonga asi vamwewo vane dzimwe pfungwa. Kana makatarisa tine mashoko atakazonzwa kunzi pane mumwe wavo akazosimuka achikurudziridza vamunangagwa achivati vanenge vakafanana naJesu asi takazonzwawo vaJonathan Moyo vakubuda vachiti aiwaka hamutaure mashoko akadaro maakuda kuti kriyetera zviga zvemasimba zvakawanda wanda tinofanira kungorumbidza vamugabe chete. Kureva kuti imomo mugrupu imomo hamuna kuwirirana kwanyatsokwana kuti vavari kunyatsoti mutungamiriri wavo ndeupi.
Izvi zvingasiya bato reZANU-PF rava papi?
Dai kuri kuti ZANU ipati inonzi inoenda kusarudzo ichinokondesta kuti iwane mavhoti yakanga ichizosvika kumberi ikoko ichidyiwa panext election because yasara yakaita zinyekenyeke.
Vanga vari nyanzvi mune zvematengerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vachausi mangongera vari parunare muHarare nestudio 7.
Range rakagukushira zvakawanda gore rino ra2014 asi pastudio 7 tinongoti ngatipembere kuti nyadenga vati gonesa. Heunoyumukana wekukwazisa hama neshamwari pazororo rino rekisimusi negoredzva. Tumirai matext messages kuWhatsApp kunamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318, namba zvakare 1-202-465-0318, nekustudio 7news.com. Munogona zvakare kusiya audio message paWhatsApp muchitiudza zviri kuitika munharaunda dzenyu apo muri kufarira zororo rino. Musakanganweka kutumira kwaziso dzenyu. Studio 7 ndeyenyu.
Vateereri munokwanisawo kutibata pa 919 am 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kilohertz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kutora mukana uno kuzivisai kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona. Tinodzokorera zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Musakanganwewo kuti munokwanisa kutitumira mavhidhiyo paWhatsApp. Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Baba vechizvarwa chekuJordan chakabatwa nechikwata cheIslamic State muSyria vari kuchema-chema vachikumbira kuti varwisi ava vadzosere mwana wavo ari mupenyu. Baba ava vakumbira kuISIS kuti ibate First Lieutenant Mouth al-Kasebe semushanyiri wavo, kwete senhapwa, vachitiwo ivo neISIS vose ndeverudzi rwechiMuslim.
vanochengetedza runyararo musangano reAfrican Union avo vari kurwisana nechimwe chikwata cheAl-Shabaab muguta guru reSomalia reMogadishu vanoti paitika kurwisana nasi vaona zvichiitika vanoti pfuti dzarira uye mabhambo akaputika pabhesi riri pedyo nenhandare yendege. Chikwata chechiIslam cheAl-Shabaab chinoti ndicho charwisa mauto anochengetedza runyararo aya.
Shondo rimwe chete mushure mekurambidza kuburiswa kwerimwe firimu muAmerica zvichitevera kutyisidzirwa kwakaitwa kambani yeSony, firimu iri The Interview riri kuburiswa nhasi munzvimbo shoma. Sony inoti firimu iri richaburiswa munzvimbo mazana matatu. Firimu iri rine nyaya yemutori wenhau akapiwa basa nevasori vemuAmerica kuti anoponda mutungamiri weNorth Korea Kim Jong-un. North Korea yakashoropodza zvikuru firimu iri ukuwo vasingazivikanwe kuti ndivanani vakarwisa makombiyuta eSony zvinhu zvinokosha zvikabiwa.
Makateerera kustudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Makateerera kustudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizDig kubva pa 9 pm kusvika 11 pm. Kana muri pa WizDig, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Ino iStudio 7, anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, nemungu wangu Blessing Zulu, tiri mu Washington DC.
Panguva iyo pasi rose riri kucherechedza zuro rekisimusi, vafundisi vemuzvitendero zvakasiyana siyana munyika nemamwe masangano vanoti veri zhinji vave kukanganwa kuti zuva iri ndere kupemberera kuzvarwa kwemwanakomana waMwari Jesu Kristu. Mavelas Mhlanganya uye anoti panyaya inotevera.
Mukuru wesangano reCounseling and Depression Trust Zimbabwe, Muzvare Itai Chivere, vanoti veruzhinji havafanirwe kukanganwa kukosha kwekisimusi sezvo iri nguva yekucherechedza kuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu uyo akafira zvitadzi zvevatendi pasi rose. Muzvare Chibvere vanoti veruzhinji vave kushandisa nguva iyi zvisiri izvo, panguva apo vanofanirwa kunge vari kurangarira vachinyengetera.
Vanhu vanokanganwa, vanoda kufunga kuti nguva ino nguva yekunwa doro nekufara kana kuenda kumaclub, kuma night club. Vamwe vanopedzisira vakurwa ikoko vachirovana vachikwara, vamwe vanosvika pakushaika chaizvo. Yet nguva inoyi nje kupemberera kuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu. Saka isu tinoti vanhu vawane kugamuchira Jesu panguva ino, nekuti Jesu ndicho chipo chikuru.
Muzvare Chibvere vanoti nguva zhinji vanhu vanopedzisira vapinda muna Taisireva zvichitevera kufarisa zvakapfurikidza pazororo rekisimusi.
Nguva zhinji vanhu vanokanganwa, vanoda kufunga kuti nguva ino nguva yekunwa doro nekufara kana kuenda kumaclub, kuma night club. Vamwe vanopedzisira vakurwa ikoko vachirovana vachikwara, vamwe vanosvika pakushaika chaizvo. Yet nguva inoyi nje kupemberera kuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu.
Mufundisi vemuAnglican Church Father Paul Gwese vanoti ichokwadi kuti zororo rekisimusi rava kutorwa zvisizvo nevamwe veruzhinji. Izvo zvava kuita kuti vakanganwe kucherechedza zuva guru rekuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu.
Zvida kuti Christmas ingove kuti church inofanira kudzidzisa vanhu kuti vanzwisise kuti Christmas zvinorevei. Kuti Christmas kuya kwemwanakomana kwaMwari Jesu Kristu muponesi wedu anouya semuchinda rugare kuvanhu achitaura kuti rugare rwaMwari garwe pasi sokuva kwaruri kudenga kuna baba shungu dziri dzekuti vanhu vakwanise kunzwisisa kuti udzamu hwerunyararo hunobva kuna Mwari hwakadii.
Veruzhinji munyika vanoshandisa zororo rekisimusi sezuva rekushanyira hama neshamwari kumamisha nedzimwewo nzvimbo. Father Gwese vanoti izvi hazvina kushata, asi chikuru kusakanganwa kunumbidza Jesu Kristu panguva iyi.
Saka tikuti Jesu kuya kwake paKrismasi pano haasi kuya kuti asi kuti vanhu farai muchimwa madoro, muchidhakwa, muchiita mabasa ose akaipa anozokupinzai matasireva. Kuno kuAfrica atingi tine dambudziko rekuti dzimweni dzenguva muno muZimbabwe kunyanya vanhu vedu vane mweya wokudya mari vachikanganwa kuti vanoenda kuchikoro mwaka unotevera. Saka tikereke tiri kuti dzidziso yedu panguva ino ndeyekuti vanhu ngavafare nemhuri dzavo, asi ngavasabvisa Jesu mumafaro iwayo.
Vazhinji vanoti zororo rekisimusi regore rino rakaoma sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Vamwe vanoti sezvo vasina kutambira mihoro yavo nemabhonasi, kisimusi yegore rino haina mufaro sezvayaimboita mamwe makore. Apostle Midian Dube veFoundation of Life Independent Ministry vanotiwo chikuru kurumbidza Ishe Jesu pazuva iri kunyangwe zvinhu zvakaoma.
Yekuti tifunge nezvekuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu. Ende inguva yekupa, inguva yekuti zvatinazvo ngatirumbidze Mwari nekusheya navasina. Inguva yekuti tinamate Mwari, titende Mwari nezvatinazvo nezvatiri. Inguva yekutenda nekuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu. Inguva yekunamata, inguva yekusimba muchitendero chedu.
Kisimusi inorangarirwa pasi rose zuva ranhasi, asi vamwe vanoti veruzhinji nevemabhizimisi nevamwewo vava kushandisa nguva iyi senguva yekuita mari sezvo vamwe vachipanana zvipo. Izvi zvinonzi zvaita kuti veruzhinji vakanganwe kukosha kwezuva iri. Vazhinji vanosangana semhuri panguva iyi vachipembera nekudya zvidobi, asi vemakereke mazhinji vanokurudzira kuti vanhu kunyangwe havo vari pamafaro vatore nguva yekurangarira birthday raJesu Kristu pazuva rekisimusi. Zuva rekisimusi rakatanga kupembererwa musi wa25 zvita 366 AD panguva iyo mambo wemaRomans Emperor Constantine vaitonga. Emperor Constantine vaive mambo wechiKristu wekutanga, makore mashoma akazotevera Pope Julius I vakatara 25 zvita sezuva rekucherechedza kuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu zviri pamutemo muchitendero chemaKristu. Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, Studio 7, Washington.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
Ini ndoitwa Dliwayo Saidai Makonzo, ndiri kuGweru kumukoba 13. Ndoda kukwasa mudzimai wangu Majori Sariro nevana vangu vaviri Perseverance naAdam. Ndobvapo ndokwaza baba vangu kubereka Dliwayo nehama dziri kuchipinge dzese kunovakanyi, baba KG, baba Patrick, baba Elijah, baba Witi, baba Simba nababa munini vese zvavo. Ndobvapo ndokwaza anambuya vese vari kuchipinge ikoko, kutanga nambuya Kondo nevamwe anambuya zvakare. Ndokwaza sekuru Isaac Chiohlo Dliwayo ari kanyi futi zvakare ikoko. Ndokwaza ana tezvara vangu Ndokwazariro, ndichiti iva ine zororo rakanaka rekisimusi pamwe chete neNew Year. Ndinokudai mese ndatenda.
Tinokurudzira kuzvibata kuvanhu vose vari kufamba panguva ino yezororo. Tinokurudzira madhiraivha edu kuti vachengetedze nekutevera mitemo yenzira, uyezve vanhu vasadhiraivha dzimotikari vakadhakwa. Tinokurudzira zvakare kuti vanhu vari kuenda munzvimbo dzine mafaro umo vazvibate kuedza kudzivirira urwere utachiona hwemukondombera. Tinokurudzira vanhu vose kuti vazvibate munzvimbo dzavanoenda dzine mafaro. Ndini wenyu Dr. Oliver Chizhande.
Studio ndinoti huku studio makati zvenyu makati ipapo pamhepo apa murikutaura namuzondi wabhureni kwangu kozi kudzasu kukisumbanje uku tinoti munofara here uku kumbanje jai murikudya sei Christmas iri pane zuva iri totifarai nechristmas iri kana wapinzwa chete namwari kuti unosvika pazuva rakaita serichristmas aiwa waputswa aiwa ngatisifare ngatisimbe nechristmas inoi techifara zvedu tisinarega kufunga zvakawanda asi ngatingoziva kuti mwari uriko zvedu tifare teiziva teipemberera gore zvati riri kuuya iri aiwa tifara hama neshamwari ini ndinoti mhuri yangu uko pairi ipapo ndinoti kufara chaizvo ita ngaifarisa ndinoti kufara kuna maiopa ndo mudzimai wangu iwo ndo kutanga ndokupedzisira aiwa ndinoti paari ngaafare chaizvo isini ndo zviri kutaurwa izvo hanzi kufara hanzi kufara chaiko ini izvi pane izvi isini ndiri apa pabholdas apa mujobheg umo aiwa ndinovapa kufara chaiko kuti ade varamba vakafara chaizvo pachrismas rakadai ndichavabata pa gore rekutevera ipapa kutanga kwavo
ini ndinoiti hawanzipiri ndiri kugwarave ndinotenda mwari nokuchengeta wakaita mugore rino rese pe2014 ndinotenda ndasvika kumapeto kwekupera kwegore ndinoda kukorokodzawo vana vangu Warren Piri naWayne Piri vachengeta vaitire zvakanaka mukurarama kwavo kwese havagonisi kuti vakunde pane zvese zvavachada kuita mukati meupenyu hwavo tokorokotedzawo vese hama dzangu dzese dziri pakutatiisi pagrupu rewhatsapp reuya 1 ndatenda
ini ndinonzi Javet Mashaishe ndinobhabhuhira kwanyashanu ndinomhorosa mhuri yose yekwamashaishe ndichiti vai nezoro rakanaka rekrismasi ini ndakundikana kuuya kumusha zvino zvakamoma ndina kufara zvino ndimirira zvakanaka ndichaedzawo nevandinogona kuti ndikwanda ndichimhorosa ivo vashandi vose vestudio 7 nekutipa zvirongwa zvinotinakidza munyika ino yezimbabwe zvinova zvinenyusi namunotipa takarongeka akuita kuti tichenjerewo vanhu vezimbabwe ndatenda
studio ndinoti huku studio makati zvenyu makati ipapo pamhepo apa ndinokutaura namuzondi wabhureni kwangu kozi kudzasu kukisumbanje uku tinoti munofara here uku kumbanje jai muri kudya sei Christmas iri pane zuva iri totifarai nechristmas iri kana wapinzwa chete namwari kuti unosvika pazuva rakaita serichristmas
aiwa tinotenda kunemi vose matitumira mazwi enyu aya kuti munge muchimhoresa vamwe iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti jonga tichiende ku
chirongwa chedu chelifetalk
hongu toda kuti muchirongwa chedu chelifetalk na8:30 PM tichange tichitarisa zvamuri kuita pazororo rino rekisimusi
kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai
munogona kufona panhamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure palive talk yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare
pasi rose rinocherechedza zuva rekisimusi Pope Francis vachishora mhirizhonga iri kukonzerwa nechikwata cheislamic state musyria nemuiraq
mapurisa okurudzira vatyairi kuti vafambe kunze kwakachena sezvo tsaona zhinji dzave kuitika usiku
kunetsana mubato rezanu pf kuenderera mberi demo rakasimudzirwa vose vanoonekwa sekunge vaitsigira vaimbo vemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana uye tichiwimbawo zvakare kuti muri kufamba zvakanaka panguva ino apo mapurisa ari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vasafamba munguva yeusiku nokuonekai nemufaro ndichikushuvirai zuva rakanaka rekisimusi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muwashington dc
neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti mutambe kisimusi yenyu zvakanaka tokusiyai muina Sandra Nyaira naChris Kande
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, December 25th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabweans celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ today, but with companies closing, bonuses delayed, and many still unemployed, some religious leaders say that may be a good thing.
Christmas is about celebrating Jesus coming into the world. And why did Jesus come into the world? Not only to save sinners, but to preach the gospel of peace.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is encouraging motorists to avoid traveling at night, saying most accidents are claiming lives this festive season are occurring after hours.
We have already deployed the Blessing. We are monitoring all bus terminals in the country. We are monitoring all highways and feeder roads. And we are also conducting patrols in the residential areas.
And the purge of ZANU-PF officials suspected of links with sacked former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is escalating, with the Mashonaland Central Province now seeking the recall of 15 parliamentarians.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is encouraging motorists to avoid traveling at night, saying most accidents that are claiming lives this festive season are occurring after hours. Police spokesman Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati says motorists should also respect traffic regulations as the death toll continues to rise this festive season, claiming 64 lives so far compared to 56 during the same period last year. 443 people have been injured so far, up from 293 last year. On Christmas Eve, road accidents claimed 17 lives. Superintendent Nyati also told Studio 7 that statistics indicate that night driving, coupled with human error, is contributing to the number of accidents.
Maswingo Province recorded the highest number, with 15 people killed, followed by Matabeleland South Province, in which 10 people have died so far, while Harare and Mashonaland East Province recorded 8 deaths each. Mashonaland Central Province has the least number of fatalities, with one person killed. Chief Superintendent Nyati told Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that all motorists must observe the rules of the road to avoid accidents.
We are saying all motorists, their private or public safety vehicles, must observe all road rules and regulations. They must not speed, they must respect passengers, and at the end of the day, contribute towards the prevention of road accidents on our highways. People have got concerns, where they've got complaints, they can phone us on 703-631, and they will take action against anyone, whether it's a member of the public or any member of the police whom they think he has not acted according to the dictates of the Zimbabwe Republic Police.
Are you deploying officers during this festive season? How are you going to ensure the safety of the public?
We have already deployed the Blessing. We are monitoring all bus terminals in the country. We are monitoring all highways and feeder roads. And we are also conducting patrols in the residential areas, industrial and farming areas. So what we are appealing out there is for maximum cooperation from the public. We want each and every person to play a part towards this holiday. At the end of the day, we reduce carnage, we reduce crime. So that's our message to the public.
And that was Police Spokesman Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
I'm Councillor Ben Manyenyeni, Mayor of Harare. It's that time of the year when we celebrate the birth of Christ. The Christmas season is upon us. I wish all the residents of the city, all your listeners, a very Merry Christmas. We look forward to a more successful 2015. 2014 has been a particularly bad year for a lot of people. We look forward to a happier and more promising 2015 in particular. My heart goes out to those in our hospitals. Some of them will spend Christmas in bed. I wish them recovery. I wish them much comfort and confidence as they try and come out of their terms. And hopefully next year they'll be well and part of their normal life.
Chinoy Deputy Mayor Derek Mutapuri today accused some ZANU-PF members of abusing goods donated to old people and orphans in the town for the festive season, saying this has destroyed the spirit of Christmas in the struggling communities. Arthur Chigoriwa has more from the Mashonaland West provincial capital.
Speaking at the end of a ceremony of Christmas presents at the Good Shepherd Orphanage Center in Chinoy today, Deputy Mayor Councillor Derek Mutapuri of ZANU-PF said it is disheartening that some politicians were following them and confiscating goods donated to the elderly and the orphans. There were no MDCT officials at the ceremony, and those conducted for comment were not picking up or their mobile phones were out of reach. But Councillor Mutapuri said the trend was shocking.
To make sure that he maintained the beneficiaries of these goods, we'll get them and we'll benefit from them, so that the people that are also donating will also continue to have faith. Why just simbari kuramba wachidoneta instead kuti tinzwa kuti zvimwe zvacho zvinenge zviri kuzosvika kune vanotora kuti vadye istazvisiya zvozonza vasitadza kuzosvitya. Saka this is one area that we are concerned about, but we are very, very sure kuti
Councillor Mutapuri's sentiments were shared by the founder of Chengetai Old People's Home, Florence Ndovu, who is better known in the community as Ambuya Howard. Ambuya Howard publicly accused and named the word ZANU-PF chairman in the area, whom he said is forcibly trying to run the home, adding the same official, who was not readily available for comment, was in the habit of visiting the sender and taking donated goods for his own use.
Yesterday, there was somebody who was here by the name Chauke. He says he's a clerk. While he's never been a clerk, he was just a committee member, which he is not supposed to come and abuse me when I'm the founder of the home. Otherwise, I do everything for them, and they do take all the books of me.
Word for Councillor Ignatius Shigadza said it was said that some politicians have become so greedy to the extent of neglecting the needy in the communities.
It actually came to my knowledge that the such allegations have been there. But what we have actually done from the investigations that I've done, we have discovered that the last elections were actually held in February 2011. But according to the Constitution, the elections are supposed to be held every 2 years, which in essence means that elections should have been held around February 2013.
Councillor Mutapuri donated goods worth $2,000 to three old people's homes and one orphanage in Chinoy today. Zimplus donated $5,000 to the Chinoy Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. The money will be shared among the four senders that received the festive goodies today. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Happy holidays, Zimbabwe. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington, D.C. Hoping you are having a fantastic time with family and friends. Here is hoping that 2015 will be filled with new blessings and new opportunities. Continue to tune into Studio 7 for news you can rely on.
Merry Christmas, baby. Baby, you sure did treat me nice.
With companies closing, bonuses delayed, and many Zimbabweans unemployed, gift giving and receiving is not like it used to be. But some of the country's religious leaders say maybe that's a good thing. Studio 7's Ndimiyake Mwakalele reports.
As families and friends around the world celebrate Christmas, central to the gathering is food, laughter, gifts, music, and dancing. Not all meeting the approval of Executive Director of the Institute for Social Transformation, Reverend Useni Sibanda.
The whole Christmas thing has become very commercial. People are now focusing on shopping, clothes. In fact, people are even focusing on partying, drinking more. You have huge parties that are being set up here in Bulawayo. Big DJs from South Africa that are coming. So that becomes the main thing for people.
Father Paul Gwese, an Anglican priest with the Harare Diocese, agrees. in condemnation.
It's a pity that people are forgetting that Christmas is not about Father Christmas. It's not about drinking and, you know, doing all sorts of things.
The religious figures say while they don't wholly object to the merrymaking, they say it has usurped the real reason for the Christmas celebration, which dates back to the birth of a baby boy about 2,000 years ago in a little town called Bethlehem. Reverend Sibanda says the occasion calls for reflection.
The reason for Christmas was the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is God himself becoming a human like us and staying among us, dwelling among us.
In agreement, Apostle Midian Dube of the Foundation of Life International Ministries adds,
it is a time for us to share the love of God. It is a time to remember the love that was given unto us.
Charity Mvere, who heads the Christian Counseling and Depression Trust in Bulawayo, says a people go overboard in celebrating Christmas, often because they are hiding pain and suffering. She says no amount of gifts, however, can relieve this the way Jesus can.
As a Christian organization, we recognize Christ is the source of every form of comfort, the source of our hope. So we are saying that Christ is the greatest gift that you can give to someone.
To this point, Father Gwese issues this challenge.
My clarion call is, let's get back to the basics of what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about celebrating Jesus coming into the world. And why did Jesus come into the world? Not only to save sinners, but to preach the gospel of peace.
Acknowledging that people at times turn to partying and drinking during Christmas to overcome the pain of missed opportunities, split of families, and the harsh economic and social realities of life in Zimbabwe, Apostle Dube urges people to remain hopeful and faithful.
The Bible says we must not worry ourselves about anything, but in all things we must make our requests known unto him in prayer. Even if the situation is like in Zimbabwe, we still need to know that God is in control. It's a season that we are going through, and this season will soon be over.
Father Gwese of the Anglican Church in Harare says it's also possible that people are not focusing on God during this time because the church has failed to stand up against injustices that infringe on people's lives.
I want to admit that we have failed as a church. Africa at the present moment is under threat from the gospel of prosperity. We cannot talk of prosperity when we have not talked about the causes of poverty in Africa. The church should be actually be the strongest propagator of justice and equality. So we can't keep on preaching the utopian gospel that people can suffer in this world and they will enjoy life in the year after.
Adding to why Jesus is not central to Christmas celebrations, Reverend Sibanda also adds some churches are not always accessible on Christmas Day.
Some of our churches, unfortunately, particularly in Zimbabwe, they don't even open on Christmas, which is, for me, the very unfortunate thing, because I think that's the time when all the churches should be open, when all the pastors should be working on Christmas Day, so that people really remember the reason for this season.
Father Gwese says his church is not guilty of this and is, in fact, counting on its open doors to bring back the real spirit of Christmas.
We never close, we never go on holiday because God does not rest. This is what we are simply reminding people tonight, that Christmas is about Jesus.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington and wishing you a Merry Christmas, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.
The page of ZANU-PF officials is suspected of links with sacked former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is escalating, with Mashonaland Central Province now seeking the recall of 15 parliamentarians. Provincial Chairman Dixon Mafios told State Radio that the move is part of a restructuring exercise that will affect all branches of the party. This despite a directive by ZANU-PF Commissar Xavier Kasukwere that all suspensions and sackings should stop. Several top officials viewed a sympathetic to Mrs. Mujuru have already lost their positions in the party, including former spokesperson Rugare Gumbo and the Secretary for Administration Didmus Mtasa. Reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda, who says the ongoing infighting does not bode well for ZANU-PF.
They are creating a terrible precedent in the sense that this will now force other regions, other provinces to try and counterbalance Mashonaland Central, because Mashonaland Central does not necessarily represent the nation. It may be that one could say, well, they are talking about firing MPs from Mashonaland Central and not from the rest of the country. But the total outcome of the what they are doing, them calling the shots, is that it then begins to show that actually they are telling the president what to do, or to appear as though they are doing that. And that is terribly dangerous for the president in the short term, but a lot more divisive in the long term in terms of whoever takes over from the president, if ever there is an outlook for succession.
Are these people building or destroying the party?
I think that because ZANU-PF is in power at the moment, because the presidency of the country is within ZANU-PF, and that we're talking of an African country, it usually doesn't matter how much very strong leader, just like Morgan Tsvangirai, if you like, was able to do away with the most significant and powerful members of his party and still remain strong. It would not necessarily matter how much changes President Mugabe makes within the party and how much pruning he does. But given that this is being done on the eve of what we think is the eve of some form of succession, where power is going to be shifted to somebody else, I think that this presents a very serious problem for the person who's going to take over, because it may eventually create a sizable opposition from within ZANU-PF made out of these disgruntled people who've been kicked out. That may in effect counterbalance whatever is inherited by the successor.
That was a political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda speaking with Ntungameli Nkomo on the line from England.
Hi, this is Ivan Chifera wishing you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2015. May God bless you and your families.
Coming up,
we've got more from our listeners, Mailbag Chris, later on, as it is Christmas, so we have to read their messages so they can hear them wherever they are, in the rural areas, in the cities, in the communities. Yeah.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Pope Francis has delivered his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square, where he condemned what he called the brutal persecution of minorities by the Islamic State group that seized large parts of Syria and Iraq earlier this year.
Christmas is one of the holiest days for Christians who today are celebrating the birth of Jesus.
The Pope discussed many of the major conflicts and crises going on in the world, urging peace in places like Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic, and condemning last week's Taliban attack against students in Pakistan.
The Pope also offered blessings for the victims of Ebola, particularly the people of Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, as well as for those providing care.
In the West Bank town of Bethlehem today, Christians gathered at the Church of the Nativity for services at the site where they believe Jesus was born.
The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Archbishop Foutal, led morning prayers attended by hundreds of people.
Traffic came to a halt in downtown Hong Kong yesterday when bundles of money flew out of a security van. Drivers and passers-by were not shy about taking advantage of the Christmas Eve windfall.
Local TV news footage showed people abandoning their cars and scrambling to pick up bills strewn across a busy 8-lane roadway.
Armed police arrived on the scene and shut down Gloucester Road, but not before some $2 million went missing.
People were seen walking away with bundles of $500 Hong Kong notes. Each Hong Kong 500 note is equivalent to about $65.
The global security company that is responsible for transporting the cash said an internal investigation is underway on how the money fell out of the van.
Today, local media reported about $460,000 had been returned to police.
And U.S. President Barack Obama played golf yesterday with a new and distinguished playing partner, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak.
Both Mr. Obama and Mr. Najib are vacationing in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii, the U.S. president's birthplace.
And an African Union peacekeeping base in the Somali capital Mogadishu is under attack from militants.
Witnesses reported gunfire and explosions at the base, which is near the city's airport.
The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the assault.
An Al-Shabaab spokesman told Reuters a news service that Al-Shabaab fighters forced their way onto the base where gunfire was continuing.
At a time when many Zimbabweans, especially the youths, are facing hardships due to high unemployment, a young university graduate is making a name for herself and earning a living in the process through fashion designing. Correspondent Taurai Shava brings us more.
25-year-old Glesby Nyashanutre graduated from Africa University with a sociology degree in 2012. But unlike most college leavers who go job hunting upon graduation, Glesby, who says she realized her talent for designing clothes and drawing at an early age, decided to turn her gift into something she could earn a living from. Glesby has no formal training in fashion designing. She says she learnt most of what she knows after dedicating 2 months to honing her raw talent through reading fashion design books as well as observing others already in the field.
Generally just applying and not getting responses and whatnot, it's really just frustrating, and I don't think I have much of strength to do that. So I decided to employ my talents and develop them and see how far I can go.
What comes to most people's minds when they hear about fashion designing are the apparently strange clothes, sometimes referred to as avant-garde, that are paraded on the catwalk. Glesby explains that such designs are mostly only for showcasing individual designers' artistic abilities. While she dabbles in such avant-garde designing once in a while, Glesby mainly concentrates on ready-to-wear clothes and says one of her main motivations is her desire to bring back a good fashion sense among Zimbabweans.
The one driving force that is really behind my wanting to be a designer is wanting to put sanity back into the clothing manufacturing industry in Zimbabwe. Because you will go into the street and you will see all sorts of atrocities in the name of clothing, and I really want to make sure that people have like high fashion options. If you are going to work, you go to work looking on point.
She says the name of the label evokes a sense of progress that Africans have made in fashion from the time of wearing loin clothes up to the present day, where they wear modern clothes, including those with African print, like some of which she designs. Glesby says her role model is internationally acclaimed Venezuelan-born designer Carolina Herrera, whose designs she describes as simple but elegant. Although she follows international design trends, Glesby says she does not let them stifle her personal sense of creativity. Glesby describes herself as a conservative dresser, but says in her designing, she loves experimenting with various ideas. She says her designs are inspired by a number of things, including nature and culture.
My inspiration comes from nature and culture. You can see me looking at a tree, and trust me, it's not just me looking at a tree. It's imagining a couple of designs from that tree.
Glesby designs clothes for both male and female youths who are in college or have just started their working life. She says she deliberately decided to focus on this group as young people are the ones who are most keen to follow fashion trends, and also because she is young and sees the potential of her work growing with this age group. Although she readily agrees that times are hard for most ordinary Zimbabweans, Glesby maintains that one can still earn a living from being a fashion designer locally for as long as one remains disciplined about their work and price their products competitively.
You have to start off by charging a reasonable amount. Like, you charge a small amount that allows you to cover your overheads, that allows you to make some profit, maybe to make one or two more garments from it, and then pay for your labor as well. That is reasonable. And then you grow from there.
As a young, savvy person, Glesby mainly uses social media like Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter to market her designs. She also often wears some of her designs as a way of showing them off to potential clients. Besides the local market, Glesby has been able to get clients in neighboring South Africa as well as in the United Kingdom. At the moment, Glesby is working alone but intends to employ 3 people at the beginning of the coming year. Among some of the problems she faces is the difficulty to get capital finance that most aspiring business people face, the lack of good quality material due to the dumping of cheap imports from China, as well as the lack of entrepreneurial skills training.
If I had learned certain entrepreneurial skills in school, I would be way better off. But then you have to first deal with the mindset that tells you after you finish your schooling, you have to look for a job.
Clespy says it is counterproductive to sit back and moan about the problems that one faces in life. She says she is determined to become a designer of high fashion or couturier of note and hopes that within 2 years she will have established shops for a label locally as well as in South Africa and Namibia. Clespy, who can aptly be described as a rising star in fashion designing, is a good example that besides academic qualifications, one can use their natural talent to make it in life. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Taurai Shawa.
Hello, yes, my name is Blessing Mugwera. I want all my family members of Mugwera family and the extended of family, Mugwera or Harare, say Merry Christmas. This year is almost at the end. Maybe I forgot to say to you the following. I love you. I thank you. I miss you. I appreciate you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. God bless us all. I love and care about for you who have been such caring, loving, wonderful friends. I am taking this opportunity to say to you, Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2015. I thank you.
Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year to all my dear family and all the those who know me as Katsina Makuye Shavane.
Hi, I'm Nusmarisa Johnson. Wanna wish all my friends a Merry Christmas. My parents that there in Mashingo, I was born and bred in Mashingo Chiri district. Wanna wish all my fellas a Merry Christmas. All those money go home from here, Josie. I send Johannesburg. Those money go home to Zimbabwe. Wish them a Merry Christmas. Those who stay there, wish them a Merry Christmas. We hope that God will do well for us for the coming year. Those who didn't manage to succeed in this past year, they must hope very well that God will do something better for them in the next year. Merry Christmas to you all, including you guys from Studio 7. I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy yourself. Thank you very much.
Christmas this year has lost its significance. Since people don't have money to spend, they do not get their salaries. It's very difficult. We are just moving around without anything superior to share with others. It's really difficult. I'm speaking from being.
My name is Obeti Koma, living in Timbuiza. I'd like to greet all the Zimbabweans to have a Merry Christmas and my family, Maika Piwa and my sister Piwa, the Zana family, the Mugabe family, the entire country and the whole world. I wish you to have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. I wish you a Happy New Year. I also like to thank you, the entire Studio 7 team. Keep up the standard job that you are doing to us. Thank you so much. Keep on giving us the true news from our lovely country. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Those were Studio 7 listeners who sent us their Christmas greetings via WhatsApp. Please continue to send in those greetings and also for New Year. And now we recap today's top stories.
Yes, Sandy, but before we do that, let's remind our listeners that today at 8:30 p.m. on Studio 7 Live Talk, our hosts and, of course, you we'll be discussing the listeners, about Christmas and related issues, Sandy.
Yes, please. So to join Plaxedes Jeremiah and Marvelous Mtlanganyawuye, please text us on 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios. So you can tell us what is happening in Mashingo, in Chivu, in Dotito, Nyakadeche, everywhere where you are. We want to hear how Christmas is proceeding.
Now a quick recap of today's top stories.
Zimbabweans celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ today, but with companies closing, bonuses delayed and many still unemployed, some religious leaders say it may be a good thing.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is encouraging motorists to avoid traveling at night, saying most accidents are claiming lives this festive season, occurring after hours.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Sandra Locris, lingaba litshona njani emakhaya lamhlanje kulilanga leKhisimusi. Ikudibana emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesine mhlaka 25 ngoMpalakazi. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sihlekile ukuhamba emakhaya labantwana. Sithola ipay mhlaka 24 ukuyilayinela kwangkhona usuka emsebenzini uqalisa ukuyalayinela ipay isikhathi bani. Sifika lapho sisuka ukuthi siyethengela abantwana okudla emagrosa sokuvaliwe. So asila kudla ngale iKhisimusi.
Isizalwane zeZimbabwe zihlanganela lomhlaba wonke jikelele ukunanza ikhefu leKhisimusi lanxa besithi ilizwe likhala ngokuthi lonyaka akula Khisimusi enhle ngenxa yokungami kuhle komnotho welizwe.
Abatshayeli kumele batshayele ngonenzelelo, akumelanga bahambe lesichube esiningi, njalo babe nezwelo kulabo abahamba lezimoto ezithi thina ama-public vehicles.
Amapolisa akhuthaza abachayeli ukuthi bachayele ngonanzelelo njalo bengaze bahamba ebusuku ngoba ingozi eziningi zisenzakala ebusuku.
Ukulwisana kubandla leZANU-PF kuqhubekela phambili njalo esigaba seMashonaland Central sibikwa sesicele abakhokheli bebandlaleli ukuthi bexotshe amalunga edale lephalamende alithumi lanhlanu acatshangelwa ukuthi asekela unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Sokuyisikhathi somnyaka njalo lapho inzalo yeZimbabwe ihlanganela lomhlaba wonke jikelele ukunanza ikhefu leKhisimusi lanxa izizalwane zakuleli zisithi lonyaka iKhisimusi ayisoze ijabulise ngenxa yokungami kuhle kwenotho yelizwe okuthiye abasebenzela uhulumende bengatholanga iholo lebonus. UNothando Sfanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Kuyinjwayelo ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka ukuthi uzula phambane esiyalelale ezijabulisa iningi kungeliya emaphandleni ukuyabona izihlobo kuthakazelelwa iKhisimusi. Iningi kuZulu, ikakhulu izisebenzi zikahulumende, zivame ukusebenzisa imali yeholo lebonus ukujabulisa imuli lokuhlela ihambo ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa lonyaka konke lokhu kube yize ngemva kokubanjiswa ilitshe nguhulumende obethi imali iyabuya kodwa kungela okwenzakalayo. Unkosikazi Janet Sibanda uthi kudabuke inhliziyo ngoba ehluleke ukuyabonana lezihlobo emaphandleni ngemva kokuthi imali yebonus ingangeni emabhanga abo. Uthi uqede ilanga lonke edideke ingqondo ngoba engazi ukuthi uzabathini abantwana abathone bengela zigqoko zeKhisimusi ngapha kumele adinge imali yokuhlawula izikolo lapho zivulwa.
Kulonyaka into ehulu enzwe nguhulumende ayisilungelanga ikakhulu thina abasebenzela uhulumende. Silokusola futhi siyakhonona ezinhlizweni zethu. Ngakho kathesi sikhuluma sinje sihlekile ukuhamba emakhaya labantwana. Sithola ipay mhla ka 24 uyilayinela kwangkhona usuke emsebenzini uqalisa ukuyalayinela ipay isikhathi bani. Sifika lapho sisuka ukuthi siyethengela abantwana kokudla emagrosa sokuvaliwe. So asila kudla ngale ikhisimusi. Njalo simelele amabonus esingakwaziyo lokuthi azange asikhathi bani azabuya mhla kabani. Amafisi abantwana asimelele ukuthi siwabhadale ngoJanuwari kodwa asilathemba lokuthi azabuya kumbe awusozabuya.
Unkosikazi Siphiwe Mlotshwa oyisakhamuzi uthi leli langa alibanga mnandi njengakweminye iminyaka engazi kumbe kwenziwa ukuswelakala kwemali elizweni kumbe vele abantu abasathakazeleli leli langa njengeminyakeni edluleyo. Uthi lanxa kunjalo ukhangelele ukungena kumnyaka ozayo alithemba lokuthi uzabangcono abantu benelise ukuziphilisa.
At least isikhale thumna komutsha uzakungcono kula December maybe umsebenzi yabe sivulekile umba abantu labo sebethola izimali zabo on time. We are just hopeful ukuthi next year will be better than umnyaka lo ngoba lo isikhale ezinengubungani unzima lama prices izinto eqasa. So isikhale thi next year nje izinto zingani zibangcono njengoba uhulumende engani uyaguquguquka. So we are hopeful ukuthi umnyaka uqalisa uyaqalisa lezi zinto ezingcono.
Ekhuluma esedolobheni lakobulawayo unkosikazi Nometha Nyoni uthi yena ujabule ukuthola ithuba lokutshona lemuli lezihlobo kungelani lomumo welizwe. Uthi kungenani umumo welizwe lezi sikhathi sokuthi abantu bajabule lezihlobo bakhumbule inkosi okuyiyo okumele iqakathekiswe ngaleli langa.
Hayi sijabulile sibili nxa kufika lesi sikhathi sekhisimusi siyakwazi ukuthi sokufika isikhathi sokuthi siphumule sibonane lezihlobo. La kanjalo sibili sihlangane lazo izihlobo zethu kwaba lenjabulo lentokozo. Sesikhangelele ukuthi lo mnyaka ozayo usuqalisa kodwa siyazi ukuthi izihlobo zethu sibonene sathokoza sindawonye. Zenelisa ukuthi sisuke ezindaweni ezithiyeneyo sizohlangana. Yazi sikubonga lo Nkulunkulu ukuthi usisizile ukuthi sizohlangana endaweni ezithiyeneyo.
Kungakhathalekile ukuthi ikhisimusi ithakazelelwe njani sokuphelile okwayo lonyaka. Abantu sebekhangelele umnyaka ozayo oqala ngeviki ezayo njengoba besitsho nje abadala ukuthi liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo nginguNothando Sibanda.
Ngilifisela ikhefu lekhisimusi eligcwele ukujabula okukhulu. Lungele lingabaphilileyo umnyaka omutsha ka-2015. Abatshayelayo litshayele ngonanzelelo lapha emgwaqweni lingaze lakhohlwa ukuyilondoloza impila kahle.
Amapolisa sekhudaze abatshayeli ukuthi batshayele ngonanzelelo njalo bengahambi ebusuku ngoba yikho okuvame ukuba lengozi zomgwaqo eziningi. Lokho kulandela imbiko ethi izolo kufe abantu abalitshumi lasikhombisa engozini zomgwaqo osekukhweze inani lasebefele emgwaqweni lafika kumatshumi ayisithupha lane. I-64 selokhu kuqale ikhefu lekhisimusi okulinani eledlula ngabantu abayisithupha nxa kuqathaniswa lenani lanyaka enye ngasikhathi sinye. Abaningi ngabafe engozini ezenzakale esigabeni seMaswingo kulandela eseMathebeleland South. Isikhulumeli samapolisa uChief Superintendent Paul Nyathi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi abatshayeli kumele bengagijimi ngesiqubu esikhulu ngoba ngenye imbangela yengozi ezenzakala emgwaqweni.
Abatshayeli kumele batshayele ngonenzelelo, akumelanga bahambe lesiqhubu esiningi, njalo babe nezwelo kulabo abahamba lezi moto ezithi thina ama-public services ayigozi.
Manje ungasitshela ukuthi emgwaqweni lapho kuzaba kunjani, uzulu ikakhulu abatshayeli bazananzelela yini ukuthi kuzaba kulamapholisa amaningi na?
Ikakhulu amapholisa abe ekhona, abanye esisebenza labo abe-VID Traffic Safety Council babe khona njalo. Bona abanikazi bezimota kakhulu thina ezithi ama-public services vehicles kumele basincede lokukhuluma labatshayeli ukuthi bananzelele imithetho yonke emgwaqweni.
Bakhona abanye abake bekhale ngokubana amapholisa la abesemgwaqweni kuma roadblocks anganingi awabaphathi kuhle njalo bafuna ukufumbathiswa. Uza lithini lina ngalo?
Sithina sile complaints desk lapho isithatha khona izikhalazo 24 hours. Inamba ezithi 703631, inyaphinda njalo 703631 STD 04. Umuntu angaba lesikhalazo angasithinta, kungaba lepholisa elithathi imali emgqaqweni siyalibopha lihambe ejele njalo umsebenzi uyawuchiya.
Lo nguChief Superintendent Paul Nyathi, isikhulumeli samapholisa obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseHarare.
Sanibonani balaleli, lapha ke likhuluma nayo Benedict Mhlapo, ngisithi khisimusi enhle, khisimusi elijukela. Thina ke lapha egoli siyayigruva vele siqala kudala, sazi lina ke ukuthi limi sekuphi, kodwa ke silifisela inhlanhla ikhisimusi enhle, khisimusi elijukela. Licabange lonke ke ukuthi labo baphuzayo ke hatshi ukuphuza bese senza izinto ezingasizo ke, labo bashayela izimoto ke lani. Qaphelani ukuthi mase lichayela izimoto lingatshayeli lidakiwe phela ngoba kuyingozi, kodwa ngisithi kini hayi lidle sibili lingayixoleli ngoba lathi ngapha sithwalisa nzima, sithwalisa amagaba avuzayo eGoli. Ngowenu-ke uBenedict Mhlapo, ngisithi hatshi-ke lisale kahle.
Kunjalo nje umsakazo we-ZBC ubika ukuthi uMavelas Khandemiri, omunye wabacatshangelwa ukuthi badabulele omunye untombazana izigqoko esetheswa umlandu wokungagqoki kuhle, umiswe phambi komthethwandaba izolo. Umsakazo lo uthi uKhandemiri wenza umsebenzi wokulayitsha abantu owazakala ngokuthi nguWindi, njalo uleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lambili. Isihluku esenziwe luntombazana uleminyaka engamachumi amabili lasishiyangalombili sathathwa umfanekiso kamabonakude owevidiyo sasakazwa enkundleni zebulenjini be-intanethi lakuWhatsApp. Amapholisa athi bakhona njalo abanye abazabotshwa besetheswa icala elifanayo.
Ukulwisana kubandla leZANU-PF kuqhubekela phambili, njalo isigaba seMashonaland Central sibikwa sesicele abakhokheli bebandla leli ukuthi baxotshe amalunga edalele ephalamende alitshumi lanhlanu acatshangelwa ukuthi asekela unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Umgcinisihlalo wesigaba lesi uMnumzana Dickson Mafios uthi iCentral Coordinating Committee yiyo ephumela lesi sicelo. Lokhu kwenzakala lanxa uMabhalane obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zeZANU-PF uMnumzana Xavier Kasukuwere esithi ukuxotshwa kwabantu kubandla leli kumele kumiswe. Sixhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ukuhlaziya lolu daba.
Ngibona ngani mina lokhu sokusuka kwenza umsebenzi kaPresident Mugabe lo Vice President Mnangagwa leqembu lakhe ube nzima kakhulu, ngoba sokukhanya amandla kumbe sithi ubukhokheli lokuhlakanipha kwebandla akusasuki e-State House kumbe sithi ku-Secretary, First Secretary weZANU-PF, sokusuka eceleni. Nawu nxa sokunjalo sokukhanya ngani khonokho kungasuka kwenza izinto zibe nzima, njalo ukuba nzima kakhulu nxa usukhangela ukuthi uMnangagwa nxa kade ekhangelela ukuthi usezathola umbuso ngemva kwaPresident Mugabe usele nkinga enkulu yokuthi uzathatha iparty ivela kuPresident Mugabe isiyiparty encane kakhulu esingathi ngesikhiwa si-streamline. Khonokho kwenza ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu, njalo sokusibuyisela emva lapho ekade sikhona i-factionalism yeZANU-PF iqalisa phakathi kukamama uMduru lo Vice President uMnangagwa, lapho bekungakhanyi ukuthi kathi lizwe liyangaphi. Ngibona ingane yikho lapho esesibuyela khona nxa besala lokhu bepruna, besala lokhu bekhipha izingatsha zezanu ezifana nabameli bephalamenti laba okuthiwa kufanele bakhitshwe esihlalweni.
Okwenzakalayo kuZANU-PF konke lokhu uDokotela Sibanda yikwakha kumbe ikudiliza ibandla?
Ngibone ngani mina kulesi sibanga lapho esesikhona sokuyikudiliza, njalo sokwenza ukuthi izinto zibe nzima kakhulu. Ngibone ngani ubungcwethi lokuhlakaniphe kade kutshengiswe liqembu likaMnangagwa labo Professor Jonathan Moyo ndawonye lo Mrs. Mugabe lo President Mugabe, sokungani kubuyele emuva nxa besakha ngokubhidliza
zemaceleni mona nikholokho sokwenza ufana indlela abasebenza ngayo ifane lokumanya amazwe sibone khona kusehlula ukuthi umuntu obuse sikhathi eside achiye umbuso wakhe uthethwe ngomunye uqhubekele phambili uqinile.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxela ekwelebhilithane.
There is boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Ngempela ubumumethe okuningi umnyaka 2014, kodwa ku Studio 7 sithi loba kunjalo, asiyugqibeni ngenjabulo, simbonga uSomandla. Nanti ithuba lokubulisa izihlobo labangane ngaleli kefu lekhisimusi lelo mnyaka omutsha. Thumelani i-text message ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318. Izabala njalo inombolo 1-202-465-0318. La ku studio7news.com. Ulakho njalo ukushiya i-audio message usitshela ukuthi uthakazelela njani ikhefu lalo nyaka emangweni okuwo. Ungakhohlwa phela ukubulisa izihlobo labangane. I-Studio 7 ngeyakho.
Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord.
Le balaleli i-Studio 7 nesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha i-Voice of America ese-Washington. Sokuyisikhathi sokulethulela imbiko esiyithola ngocingo lweWhatsApp kumbe incwadi yebulenjini e-email evela kini balaleli. Asizweni abalaleli abalandelayo.
Yebo, mina nginguhloniphani Nkomo, ngizalwa esisibe eMbabala Village. Ngithanda ukukhozela kakhulu abazali bami, ubaba wami wathi uSandaba, umama wami ngonandaba, nabo bonke nje izihlobo zami, ngithi ukhisimusi omuhle, bangene kahle ukhisimusi, baze bangene kahle enyakeni omutsha. Ngibafisela konke okuhle. Mina igama lami nguhloniphani Nkomo, ngiseGoli eJohannesburg eThembisa. Ngithi abangene kahle emnyakeni omutsha, abayidle kahle ikhisimusi. Ngibafisela konke okuhle. Ngiyabonga.
Okokuqala, ngibingelela iStudio 7 ngesenzela khona ngemihla ngemihla. Yonke ngilifisela ikhisimusi elihle lomnyaka omutsha omuhle lempumelelo kini. Mina nginguPosmos Nyoni, ngihlala eThembisa. Ekhaya ngokuzalwa ngibuya eMzola 52 konyoni. Ngumntakaphanda mina uSalazi. Ngifisela abantu abami uThembelihle, uSibongokuhle, uCheli, uBathabile, uTafadzwa, uTimothy Nyoni, loPatsani, lomama wabo uMangwenya. Ngifisela ikhisimusi elihle kanye nomzukulu wami oseBotswana uStay, ekhaya umama waMadube, mama Phosa, udadewethu naStay, ubhuti uSamanyo, uKlement Chuma okoBulawayo, udadewethu uMabina unaAyanda, abazukulu bami bonke abasekhaya. Ngibafisela ikhisimusi elihle lomnyaka omutsha omuhle, kubona mabe ukuqala nje ube nempumelelo kibo. Ngiyabonga.
Ngunduna moyo, ngithanda ukubingelela umama ekhaya khona leJambesi eJabula. Ngibingelela lenisebenza labo Hloka, Mazenge, loBhanda umsekeli, labo bonke engafunda labo eJabula. Siyabonga, sibafisela umnyaka omusha ekhisimusi enhle.
Elami igama Mukesha Stacy Manampofu, ngisesihlobela. Ngithanda ukufisela imuli yonke yakosimana ikhisimusi lenjabulo, isihlobo labangane bonke, ikhisimusi lenjabulo, lo mnyaka omutsha olandelayo, lo mnyaka wokuphumelela. Ngifisela ithimu yonke ye-Studio 7 abasenza umsebenzi omkhulu ukuthi babe lenhlanhla empilweni yabo konke abawenzayo. Amhlophe kini basebeli nabasebenzi nabasakazi be-Studio 7 kumsebenzi olenzayo. Ngiyabonga.
Igama lami uManuel Kata Sitambe, ngisizalwane seZimbabwe eMagazi eNkayi. Ngithanda ukuthi ngivulise isihlobo nabangani khona lenkayi umama wami uMadlamini nobaba wami uBaba uNcube Stand. Ngithanda ukuthi ngibavulise bonke nje khona le ngikwazi ukuphila kwavuthi ngakumi njani. Ngibulise kakhulu, ngizingelele kakhulu indodana yami wabongile Ncube osuke manje nasengakahlanganisi neminyaka emibili yikho ihlanganisa manje. Ngiyambulisa naye kakhulu kakhulu mfana wami. Gogo lukhulu, khulani likhokhoze. Sifisela impilo ende nehlala kahle. Sehlulekile ukubuya sizokudla amakhisimusi nani, kodwa sikufisayo impilo enhle nehlala kahle.
Alibonani kwa-Studio 7, mina ngingumthokozisi Sibanda, ibizo. Hayi, siyabonga ukuphiwa leli thuba nje lathi ukuthi ke sithumele imilayezo. Khisimusi siyingene kahle nje, sithone sizijayivela labangani bami, kodwa-ke manje sengisemsebenzini, ngisebenza ebusuku. Bye.
Ulakho lawe ukuthumela umbiko ngelizwi lakho kunombolo zethu ze WhatsApp ezithi 1-202-465-0318 kumbe uthumele incwadi ye-email kukelly@studio7news@voa.com. Ubingelele izihlobo labangane.
Life Talk lamhlanje asihluzeni bomama sikhangela ilanga lekhisimusi njengoba lijabula nje emagumbini omane omhlaba lamhlanje.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Lamhlanje njengoba kulilanga eliqhakathekileyo ikakhulu kulabo abalandela ukholo lesiKristu, banengi abantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele abathi ilanga leli ngelokujabulela ukuzalwa kukaJesu Kristu. Lanxa kulabanye njalo abathi uJesu kabelethwanga ngalesisikhathi. Loba kunjalo, leli likhefu elikhulu kakhulu ngoba abantu bethatha leli thuba lokuhlangana lemuli abangane labanye abangabaziyo ikakhulu abaswelayo. Abakholwa kuKristu bathi lesi yisikhathi sokukhonza umdalo okugcweleyo, hathi ukunatha utshwala ukwedlulisa amalawulo. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Umkhokheli wenkonzo yamaRoma uPope Benedict lamhla wethule umbiko wabakholwa isiKristu esithi lesi yisikhathi sokukhonza uNkulunkulu, hathi ukuthenga izipho lokucocomba izindlu kuphela. UPope Benedict utshele umphakathi eSt Peter Square ukuthi kumele umhlaba wonke ulwisane lobudlwangudlwangu endaweni eziningi lapho okulempi zomvukela. EZimbabwe abalandela ukholo lwesiKristu bathi kumele uZulu akhumbule ukuthi ilanga lekhisimusi limeleni. Umfundisi uSeni Sibanda wenhlanganiso yabacebisi bempilo eZimbabwe Institute for Social Transformation ngomunye walabo abakhuthaza lokhu.
Izathu Jesu asilandayo lapho esokusindisa abantu lesokuthi sibe manzi uNkulunkulu, sibe ingxenye yombuso wakhe, abantu bakukhohlwa. Kodwa ilanga leli leChristmas liqakathekile kakhulu ngoba yilo ilanga okumele sikhumbule ngalo uJesu.
Umfundisi Sibanda uthi kulabanye abadakwa bezikhohlwe ngesikhathi seKhisimusi.
Kulama-DJ, kulemigido emkhulu ebuyayo. Lokhu yinto esisenza ukuba abantu bengananzeleli isizathu esiba leChristmas ngaso. Isizathu asithi ukuthi silale sigidi kwayito, kulale kulama-DJs kusenziwa zonke izinto lezi. Isizathu kumele singabe silala sithandaza, sijabula, sikhumbula uJesu.
Uthi lesi yisikhathi sokuthi inkonzo zihlangane ziyenze imincintiswano yokuhlabelela amahubo azothileyo njalo lokusonta.
Amabandla labafundisi kumele ngabe bavulile amabandla abantu betshone besemabandleni ilanga lonke bekhumbula uJesu. La mabandle siba lama gospel concert kubizwe abahlabeleli abakhulu uthathule sikhumbula ukuthi ilanga lokuzalwa kukaJesu. Kodwa ngathesa into eyenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bajabula ngendlela engayisiyo. Labanganathitywa labaqalisa ukunathitywala ngenxa yokuthi ikhisimusi. Labo dade labo bhuti abangawoni umuntu uyaqalisa ukuwona ngoba esithi ililanga lekhisimusi.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngunkosikazi Charity Mvere okunhlanganiso ekhangelane lokududuza uZulu eye-Christian Counseling and Depression Trust.
Abantu isikhathi lesi esinjengalesi bayatholakala bethaba kakhulu bedlulisise befike esikhathini sokuthi benathe bebheme izidakamizwa kube sokusithi endaweni ezinjalo yikho lapho okutholakala khona ukulwa abanye beze befe bese besilwa. So thina sithi njengenhlanganiso esiKristu sithi abantu babe bathole ukwazi uJesu ngoba uJesu yiso isipho esinkulu kakhulu andisikhathi lethi sivele sona singesekuthakazelela ukuzalwa kukaJesu.
Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bananza ilanga lekhisimusi ngendlela ezijiyeneyo. Kulabanye abaya ezindlini zokukhonzela uJesu Kristu, kube labanye abahlaba izifuyo badlele muli banathe okudakayo bachichimbe kuze kuze. Umpostoli Midian Dube wenkonzo yesiKristu eFoundation of Life Ministries uthi akumelanga ukuthi uZulu akhohlwe ukuthi ilanga leli limeleni.
Leli linanga lokuthi sikhumbule ukuzalwa kwenkosi uJesu, lokuthi sikhumbuzane ngothando asinika lona ngokusinika indodana yakhe. Yisikhathi njalo sokuthi njengebandla, njengezimuli, njengelizwe sabelane lokho esilakho, sabelane esikudlayo, sabelane nabaswelayo, ngoba lesi yisikhathi sokutshengisana uthando.
Umfundisi Dube uthi loba abantu bebhekane lobuzima eZimbabwe kumele bakholise ngokukhonza uJesu.
Nanxa kulobuzima uNkulunkulu ukhona, iBhayibheli lithi yikho konke masingasoli kodwa masicele kuNkulunkulu ngomthandazo. Libe sethi iBhayibheli yikho konke masibonge, singabongi kuphela nxa kumnandi kumbe kukubi, bathi yikho konke masibonge. Isikhathi esidlula kiso ayisikuthi nxa singelalutho namuhla sizodlala singelalutho. Asilalutho namuhla kodwa siyakholwa ukuthi kusasa umlimo uzasinika.
Sikhuluma nje khona manje bakhona abasenkonzweni abagidayo ongapheliyo, abadla ezifela emlonyeni, abanatha amanamnede lotshwala, abaswelayo labadubekileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC ngoGibbs Dube.
Balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington.
The things we go, laughing all the way.
Jingle Bells, ingoma ka Don Carlos, ingoma ye reggae isiqibela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Siletemba lidle kuhle ikhisimusi endaweni esitshiyeneyo ezelizwe kutitshi Ndovuma Mayidla Zhubanana makamu angu. Ayike kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungamile Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga lami ngilifisela ikhisimusi enhle.